Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Grand National Super Series winner Ryan Zima. Then we'll speak with the Allison Legacy Series winner Delaney Gray. And we'll have a conversation with Wartburg Speedway Dirt Late Model winner Hayden Cardwell. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Hickory, North Carolina, the Cars Tour. Spencer Davis and Minnie Tyrell banking big victories. Tyler Bear gets the win at County Line. Kyle Lynch the same at Caraway. Bowman Gray Stadium, Danny Bowman and Amber Lynn in victory lane. Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models at Lancaster, South Carolina to Dylan Brown. John Price the winner at Cherokee. Austin Brown the same at Lawrence County. Auburndale in Florida, the big trophy to Nick Neary. Mason Waters and Zeke Shell in a war at Kingsport, Tennessee. They split the late model wins. Anthony White wins at Big South Fork. Langley, Virginia. Aiden Millett and Brian Runstrom split the late model wins. The mods at Wythe to Brandon Umberger. Walker Arthur gets the win at Natural Bridge. Franklin County to Gary Smith. Henry Hornsby III and Caleb Day both getting victories at Beckley, West Virginia. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Grand National Super Series winner at Orange County Speedway, Ryan Zima. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the show. Now, I know you've won a bunch of Legends races, but I had nowhere near you winning a Grand National Super Series race over Jeremy Mayfield on my bingo card. Before we get to the race itself, how'd this deal even come together?
I got a call from Patty, and she wanted me to come drive it. And, you know, I couldn't pass up the opportunity because that's just like kind of like a once in a lifetime type of car to run. I mean, it is pretty cool, different learning experience, but I feel like I adjusted to it really well.
Well, I guess so. Jeremy Mayfield chasing you to the finish. Ryan Zima on the ProFabrication.com hotline winning at Orange County. Mayfield had won the first of this doubleheader. Where'd you finish in the first race?
First race, I finished second. So we both started fifth and sixth. He got to the lead quickly, and I just kind of, since we had a second race, I just rode around and kind of saved my stuff once I got to second. Didn't really, you know, push the issue, so I had something good for the next race, and it worked out.
Ryan Zima on the line gets second in the first of the doubleheader and then comes back and takes the victory in the second part. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So you're finding, you know, your way in this car, which is a huge bit different than a Legends car, and following Mayfield. What are you learning in that first of the doubleheader?
Overall, just the race pace that some of the guys were running, because, you know, you have so much horsepower, you don't want to burn the rear tires off so quickly. And for it being my only, like, second big car race, I was also just trying to, like, sit behind a veteran, you know, and he kind of study on what he's doing with lines and drive off and just overall his race performance. And I think I adjusted to it, and I really put it to good use in the next race.
How about this Legends background that you've been winning and doing well? Were you able to just kind of, you know, bring something over from that experience that helped you be confident enough to, you know, run against these guys?
Yeah, I mean, the Legend car was really – really light and a lot of power. So having a heavy car and a lot of power, it was kind of the same thing in a way, but more of a lazy feel. Like, I adjusted to it well, and like overall the Legend car just helped me in general with any step to a big car, any step in the next level. You know what I mean?
Ryan Zima, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, that win couldn't have been too easy. And Jeremy Mayfield, you know, he gets the first one, and then he is literally hunting you down in those closing laps. What are you thinking with a Cup Series winner chasing you at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was coming there. My papa was spot for me, so he was kind of telling me it was getting closer and closer. And I was like, trying to turn it up a little bit, try to get a builder a gap, but I mean, it was super hard trying to get away from him, and then luckily the caution saved me. I just had a really good restart, better restart than him, and then I felt like my car just came to life once we cooled everything down.
How was Pop's voice during that time? Are you trying to not only read what he's saying, but read kind of into it how he, you know, come on, Ryan, he's get, you know, are you getting some of that? Are you having like, what is Dad really telling me here?
I could tell he was a little nervous, but I knew that he had full confidence in me. I had full confidence in myself. I just had to drive and do my own thing, and he was back there always helping me, coaching me. So it was definitely different. Normally, I have Michael Falk on the spotter stand for me, and he's really big help, which we are going to run that limited late model this Saturday at Hickory, so that'll be fun. But, yeah, just getting used to the spotter. I'm not really too used to having spotters, so I think it's definitely something cool to learn, and it's definitely going to help me in my future racing career.
Absolutely. And having Dad up there, a voice of wisdom and reason, is probably a bit of excitement watching his son, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Ryan Zima, taking the victory at Orange County Speedway, the Grand National Super Series. So Victory Lane looked like a bit special. You know, series announcer Joshua Weatherman, you kind of would expect, you know, we'd see somebody like that there. But Kerry Earnhardt, you got an Earnhardt in Victory Lane with you. What are those moments like when he's presenting you the trophy and you're going, man, I'm winning at a historic racetrack with an Earnhardt here giving me this piece of hardware? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like a surreal experience, you know. But he's works with my papa, and he's been watching my career now, and he really wanted to come out and help and mentor me. And he was such a big help, you know, to this win. And like without him there, I felt like I didn't really fire off too well, but he really helped me and pushed me through there and gave me some good words of advice before the race. So yeah, it's just kind of a cool experience. Not really something I would think I would be doing, you know, 5 years ago, but here I am. It's just such a blessing.
Ryan Zima on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Grand National Super Series winner at Orange County Speedway. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with this journey?
Ryan_Zima Racing on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
There you go. Check him out and see the smiles on those faces from Victory Lane at Orange County Speedway. Grand National Super Series winner Ryan Zima. Absolutely. Congratulations on this great victory. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
I wish I had another drink. I wouldn't be so hot to sink. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight. You must have had another day.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from Carteret County Speedway in the Allison Legacy Series cars, Delaney Gray. Hey, Delaney, welcome to the show. We haven't had many Allison Legacy racers on. What is an Allison Legacy car?
An Allison Legacy car is basically a Mazda B2200 motor, and it is a stick-shift car.
Wow, so you get to be, you know, jamming on the gears, especially on that flat track there at Carteret. What was it like coming out of the corners? You had to go through the gears each lap pretty much?
No, sir. We stayed in fourth gear, one to first coming out of the pits, and second and third, and then shifted on the restart to fourth.
Oh,
it was really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, I got to do some restarts that we'll be talking about in a little bit. But we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Allison Legacy winner Delaney Gray after her victory at Carteret County. And it sounded like, from what I read and all, that this one was quite a nail-biter towards the finish. Contact between the leaders, and then you're able to swoop in towards the end of the race. What were you thinking when those cats in front of you were starting to bounce off each other? What was going through your mind and how you were able to make it around them?
Oh, so much was going through. We had the lead a little bit later on in the race before that wreck and got moved out of the way a little bit, and that's when they had hit each other. It was just really weird to see the second car on the bottom actually went almost in the window net of the other car. It scared me a little bit. Didn't know if I was going to make it through, but I was able to with my spotter, my dad.
So you get past all of that. Do you just kind of go, ooh, wow, you know, maybe say a little prayer inside the car?
Oh, I did. My heart rate was probably skyrocketing. I was just hoping that I didn't have any damage and we could finish the race all good.
Well, and the race went all good after that. Delaney Gray taking the victory at Carteret County Speedway, the Allison Legacy Series. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, Delaney Gray was a Bandolero North Carolina State champion last year. And what did you learn in Bandos that maybe helped you, you know, do all of this at Carteret last weekend? You know, did it transfer over some of it?
It definitely did. I had raced there in a Bando a couple of times, and just being able to know the track and where the good lift points were and all the bumps were, it was just really helpful to know all that stuff to go into this past weekend and race.
Well, in race she did, getting the victory in the Allison Legacy Series cars at Carteret County Speedway. Delaney Gray, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I do understand that you did say a prayer before the race, the pre-race invocation. You know, was the late race restarts more, you know, nerve-wracking, or was it being in front of that big crowd and having to do the pre-race invocation? Which one maybe was, you know, more concerning?
Oh, definitely the restarts, because being a rookie, I've missed a lot of shifts in my races, but I was just hoping I didn't miss any shifts because there were so many people there and all my family was there. Just hoping I was able to get my shifts good and run a good race.
Well, run a good race all the way to victory after passing the two leaders as they made real contact up there in front of her and able to scoom through and take it. It seemed like you had somebody special riding along. I understand Gaga, your grandmother, was, you know, riding on your shoulder to victory lane. What was that feeling like for you?
Oh, it was just awesome. I got out of the car so emotional just being able to know that she was with me in that car and all that she's done for me in my racing career. She was my biggest supporter.
Wow. And Gaga riding along and to victory lane at Carteret County Speedway with our guest Delaney Gray. She is the Allison Legacy Series winner from last week. But I don't see the progress stopping here, going from Bando State Champion to this. I've heard that maybe some dirt modified testing and such, and even pictures of you at R&S Race Cars, the famous chassis guys in Mooresville that build pavement late models. Where does the career go from here? You know, what kind of fun might be next?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll just wait and see what the Lord has in plan for us. It's just hopefully doing some late model stuff next year, testing some more dirt modified, maybe get into a little bit of dirt racing, just hopefully doing one thing, getting better at it, and when we get better at that, I always try something new.
What does the dirt car feel like compared to the pavement stuff? You know, what are you learning over there on the dirt side that can help you, you know, in your racing in general?
Oh, it's night and day difference for sure. It's just like you get into the corner and you got to get it free, so it'll help you in an asphalt car when you be able to drive a little more on edge and tell what the car needs a little bit better for sure.
Wow, drive it on the edge. We like it when they do that. And Delaney Gray learning where the new boundaries of that edge are. She's the Allison Legacy Series winner from Carteret County Speedway last weekend. But that edge, she keeps clawing after. Fun to find that? Is it challenging? Do you almost put goals even beyond what others might think on yourself to push further ahead? What's the inside of you telling you, to try to accomplish?
Yeah, it's just, I'm really more hard on myself than anyone else is, just because it's a driver thing, in personal opinion. But I just think that hopefully I set goals higher for myself than I should be able to achieve. And when I achieve those goals, it makes me just super excited knowing that I was able to do that.
Well, Delaney Gray got it done last weekend at Carteret County, Allison Legacy Series winner. You mentioned that dad was your spotter and excitement. What was it like hearing him as you were coming to the finish there and taking the win last weekend? What did your spotter sound like then?
Oh, he was just yelling on the whole radio all the way across the track. It was just really cool. Not many drivers can have their dad spot for them. I'm just glad that me and my dad don't argue a lot, and he's able to spot for me. It's just awesome.
Do you ever have to just kind of turn the radio down and go, Dad, I didn't hear you that time?
Oh, never. It's just we figured out the fine line where I like where he spots, and he knows what I like, so he says what I like, and it's just really good.
It's good to keep Dad in line, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
Delaney Gray, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, had everything in line last weekend to take the victory at Carteret County Speedway, the Allison Legacy Series. Lots more going on for Delaney. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with it?
You can follow me on Facebook at Delaney Gray Racing.
Delaney Gray Racing, a lady that is a champion from the Bando World last year and now a winner in the Allison Legacy Series Dirt Cars Pavement Late Models. It's all ahead. Give her a follow. Delaney, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that. And all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action. 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast. It's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the 2024 and 2022 American All-Star Series champion and the most recent winner of the Dylan Kennedy Memorial, $12,037 in the dirt late models at Wartburg Speedway. If you're listening on WECO there in Wartburg, hey and howdy. Hayden Cardwell is our guest of the ProFab hotline. Hey, Hayden, 12 grand, that's a bunch of money. Get 37 bucks on top of it, a little bit more. Is this the biggest payday you've had? What's it like to win all that cash?
It is my biggest payday in a single race. And honestly, I've talked to a bunch of friends, and it's Tuesday now. This race was Saturday, and I feel like it still hasn't sunk in for me, just because, like, I would have never thought, like, just growing up and kind of racing on, like, the budget that we had to race on, just kind of putting in the work and doing the best I can. You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, I'm to the point where I am now, which I've been very fortunate enough to have people that have been in my corner that's helped me get to this point. But just like I've told everybody, I still really can't believe that I won the race.
Well, he's been a talented driver from the early beginnings when he was a World of Outlaws iRacing champion about 5 years ago. Hayden Cardwell, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, now doing it in dirt tracks all across the Southeast, a couple of times series champion for the American All-Star Series, and now the Dylan Kennedy Memorial. What's the track like at Wartburg, Tennessee? Folks, you know, we don't see a lot of it. It's just outside of Knoxville. I mean, that's dirt late model country there. What's that joint like to scoot around?
Yeah, it's always been one of my favorite places to be. And this past year, they actually put red clay on it. It hadn't had new dirt on it for probably 15, 20 years. Don't quote me on that. I'm not for sure how long. It used to just be like kind of sandy and like real crummy. And they put red clay on it this year, and it has been like hooked up. But Saturday, it was like really fast early, and then whenever that place slows down, it falls off like a second and a half. And it was black slick top to bottom in the race. And that was actually my first time ever winning there. And it's just a blast. If you haven't made it there, me and Jed Emmer always say it's America's dirt track for a reason. It don't matter if it's a weekly show or a big show, or even if they had a World of Outlaws and Lucas race there. There is probably thousands of people that will show up and just be waiting for a couple hours for races to start there. It's just like a different animal there. And if you are listening and haven't ever made it to Wartburg, I definitely recommend it.
Whether you're listening in Des Moines, Iowa, or Maquoketa, Iowa, on WQMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, or over at WBUT just outside of Pittsburgh, or down in Florida, all the different stations that are tuning in to hear us here on PRN at the track. Hayden Cardwell, invite you to come to the track that he just won, the Dylan Kennedy Memorial, Wartburg Speedway, just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. Easy to get to from anywhere in our listening area. Congratulations to Hayden. And speaking of ProFabrication, ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So, you know, you were the iRacing guy, you know, half of a decade ago and such. Do you find now that most of that did or didn't translate over? Do you still use some of what you used to do, you know, there on the computer chips when you're out there, you know, trying to be chippy on a racetrack?
Yeah, you know, there's some stuff like I feel like where I am now, a lot of it doesn't translate for me. But like I've always told everybody that has always asked me if they think it's a good idea to get involved with iRacer, and I always tell them yes, because like it's hard to simulate like racing around cars. Like once you get in a real car and just being on the racetrack, it's like a totally different feel that you can't really simulate, in my opinion. But I don't think I would have picked up as fast as I did without having, you know, I think I played that for 4 or 5 years straight there through high school. And I think it just helped me a lot, just like adapt quicker to the race car, because you can definitely work on throttle control on there. And I think that's one of the biggest things that helped me.
throttle control, good foundation, iRacing helping out, and then the transition really working out for our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Hayden Cardwell, not only a couple of time American All-Star Series champion, but the Dylan Kennedy Memorial last weekend at Wartburg Speedway, paying $12,037 for that victory. And you also mentioned Jed Emmerich, who ended up third in that race. I understand you guys are doing a podcast and have been, the Layover Podcast. What have you learned there about being in the media and doing things like I'm doing here, asking you questions? What's that been like to be on the other side of the microphone?
It's honestly been really awesome. You know, when I told Jed that I would do it with him this year, I was kind of nervous and didn't really know how it would turn out, just being behind a microphone for an hour and a half or an hour at a time. You know, it just depends on how long it runs. And like the first couple weeks, I was definitely shy and nervous and didn't really say a whole lot. But I think we're on week six or week five now. I'm not sure, but I've enjoyed a lot, man. I've just kind of got comfortable, and hopefully we can keep on doing it. And hopefully we got a ton of listeners out there that like to listen to it. You know, it's called the Layover Flag Podcast. Me, Jed Emmer, and Jake Whitehead, we talk about anything motorsports, really. So if you haven't looked us up or heard about it, I definitely recommend it. And, you know, it helped us out a lot. And, you know, just hopefully I can keep doing with Jed. He's always been a big help for me in my life, and always a great help for any questions that I need. And just really enjoyed it. You know, we'll see. Hopefully we can progress a little bit more with some people listening and try to get our name out there a little more, but we'll see.
Layover Podcast, you can find wherever you find great podcasts. Last question about the race, Dylan Kennedy Memorial. His brother Drew ended up second. Did you guys get to chat in victory lane?
Yeah, you know, Drew's always been super, super nice to me. I haven't raced with him a whole lot, but we are both from East Tennessee. We don't live far at all from each other. And he was the first one to tell me congratulations, and we had a respectful hug on the front stretch. So I really appreciate Drew just for racing me clean. You know, I know he wanted to win that race just as bad as anybody, especially being a memorial race for his family and his brother. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for giving me respect like I would him. So, yeah, well, you know, he's just a stand-up guy, and really appreciate everything that he's done.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Hayden Cardwell, the winner of the Dylan Kennedy Memorial at Wartburg Speedway, also the 2024 defending American All-Star Series champion. Catch him at racetracks all across the Southeast and across the country as he's looking to venture out even more. Appreciate you, Hayden. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters, and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action. 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast. It's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a weekend ahead. It's August, and this month is critical for those track championships, big races. You got to get out and support grassroots racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.